The question this week is it time for the kingdom of heaven to appear? Recent events in the Middle East has caused men and women to turn to the Bible and ponder the prophecies found therein. Is it true? Does the Bible really teach that Jesus is about to come and set up the kingdom of heaven in the Middle East? Let's consider some relevant Bible passages. To begin, let's ask the most simple and yet most relevant question: what is the kingdom of heaven? My friend, the very name kingdom of heaven tells us something very significant if we'll simply listen to what's being said. Kingdom of heaven means that the Lord's kingdom is a heavenly kingdom, not an earthly kingdom. It is a heavenly or spiritual kingdom, not a physical kingdom of the earth. In John 18, verse 36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence." Write that passage down and meditate upon it. John 18, 36. Jesus said his kingdom is not of this world. It is not a physical kingdom that needs defended with physical armor. If it were a physical kingdom that occupied a certain land area, Jesus said it would be necessary for his servants to physically fight to defend both him and his kingdom. But since the kingdom of heaven is a heavenly kingdom, there's no need for the disciples of Jesus to fight physical wars to protect either him or the kingdom itself. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, the Bible says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal or physical." Again, Ephesians 6, verse 12, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." Note carefully that these passages plainly state that disciples of Christ are not in a physical kingdom. They are not fighting physical wars to defend such a physical kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is a spiritual kingdom, fighting against spiritual enemies. Since the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual kingdom, you would not expect to see it with your physical eye, would you? And that's exactly what Jesus told us. In Luke 17, verse 20 and 21, "Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.'" Now the next thing I would like to point out for your consideration is that the kingdom of heaven was scheduled to come during the first century, not during the 21st century. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" This means that the kingdom was close by. It was just about ready to come during the days of John the Baptizer. Jesus was very sure and very definite when he told his disciples. In Mark 9, verse 1, Jesus said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God present with power." Listen to that. Some of those people listening to Jesus that day would not die until the kingdom of God would come. Now, if John the Baptizer was right, and if Jesus was right, then the kingdom of heaven must have already come without observation. Remember, Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 20, that it would come without observation. Now, we have learned, number one, the kingdom of heaven is a heavenly or spiritual kingdom. Number two, when it comes, it will not come with observation. Number three, it was close at hand during the days of John the Baptizer. Number four, Jesus promised that those people listening to him would not die before the kingdom comes. The only possible conclusion is that the kingdom of heaven did come, but just as men rejected Jesus, they now reject his kingdom. Just as the Jews were looking for a physical king and rejected their spiritual king, men today are looking for a physical kingdom and have rejected the spiritual kingdom. For proof that the kingdom of heaven did actually come during the first century, consider this following passage. In Colossians 1, verse 13, The Bible says, God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Did you catch that? The Apostle Paul said that Christians are actually in the kingdom of His dear Son. How could anyone be in the kingdom if the kingdom had never come? So then the kingdom of heaven did come, as this passage clearly bears out. The final question we need to ask is exactly what is this mysterious kingdom of heaven? Well, the Bible answers this question unmistakably if we will only accept what it says. In Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19, Jesus said, "I say unto you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Please mark this down in your Bible. Underline it and highlight it. Jesus uses the word church interchangeably with the phrase kingdom of heaven. The Lord's kingdom is the Lord's church. This significant fact makes all passages about the kingdom come to light. Since the Lord's church is His kingdom, then we can understand, number one, how John the Baptizer could say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Number two, how Jesus could say, "Some of them standing here will not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom come with power." And number three, how the Apostle Paul could say, "God has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." Yes, the kingdom of heaven is the Lord's church. It came over 1,900 years ago and has been here ever since. The recent events in the Middle East have absolutely nothing to do with the coming of the Lord's kingdom, because the Lord's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. It is His church.